Before setting off for Spain, Lydia spoke to the rector of the Royal English College in Valladolid, which was founded in 1589. He's Monsignor Michael Cuja, and affords us some background on a very English enclave in Spain, one which takes us back in time to the days of Queen Elizabeth I of England and Philip II of Spain. But let's listen to Monsignor Cuja's words.
Robert Parsons founded us really because the seminaries in the rest of Europe were quite full. So he needed more places for students who wanted to study for the priesthood, particularly because of the persecution in England in the reign of Elizabeth I. And so he came to Valladolid, which at that time was the capital of Spain and where Philip II actually lived. We've had a very interesting history with Spanish rectors and Jesuit rectors up until the expulsion of the Jesuits from Spain in the reign of Charles II and Carlos II. And now the English rectors who've been here for the last 200 and odd years. And we've very much taken a part in the life of the city here and in the Diocese of Valladolid, and very much at the heart, as it's known in Valladolid, as the English Isle in Castilla y León.
Given we now have a little historical background, let's find out more about the geographical context. Perhaps not everyone knows where Castilla y León happens to be.
We're about 220 kilometres north of Madrid, and around about us, within an hour, easy by motorway and by train, we've got Avila and Segovia and Caralhuega, places of Teresa of Avila, John of the Cross, and of St. Dominic.
An area of Spain spoilt for saints, for a college which has, as it turns out, its very own martyrs as well.
Certainly spoiled for choice, and the college itself has 6 martyr saints and with 18 other beatified martyrs and other martyrs and confessors, so we've got quite a history.
Now, given the successor of Peter is arriving in Spain for a weekend visit, beginning in Santiago de Compostela, a pilgrimage site that goes back 11 centuries, during a year especially dedicated to the Apostle James. Let's find out a little bit more about the college's link with Santiago and, of course, with Rome.
The college has always been connected directly with Rome, and the link has always been there. And so sort of anything to do with apostles and are very much at the heart of our college ethos, and particularly St. James, because here we are in Spain, it's a holy year and the Holy Father's coming. So sort of we like to celebrate the apostles and feel our connection with Rome itself.
As the Pope's visit begins in the very place millions of pilgrims reach on foot each year, where he'd carry out the traditional pilgrim rituals at the cathedral, it might be interesting to find out more about some of the pilgrims that pass by the English College in Valladolid, which is on one of the 3 caminos or pilgrim routes that lead to Santiago, the other 2 being from France and Portugal. But let's find out why Monsignor Cuja feels the Pope's presence at this pilgrimage site is so relevant.
Well, I think it is wonderful. I think we're seeing something quite extraordinary. And, you know, we had the recent visit to the United Kingdom, which was wonderful. And I think why it's important, because Spain at the moment sort of is in a dark place like most of Europe economically and socially and so on. We need him to come. We need him to come to Spain to sort of to cheer us up, to announce some good news. And wherever he's going, one of the characteristics that we're hearing is the quality of the sermons that he's giving and the encouragement. That's what we need here in Spain at the moment. And especially for all the Catholics who just need that affirmation. I think there's something extraordinary in that. Wherever you go, you get that sense that he is on a pilgrimage and he's drawing us to him. And I note, sort of particularly when he was in England, and I note here also, because we're also in preparation for World Youth Day next summer, that young people love him. And I think there's something really fantastic about that, absolutely tremendous. I have seminarians here, and he is really their big hero.
So Santiago, Barcelona, and next August, as Monsignor Cuja mentions, Madrid. This begs the question, what kind of a social context is he going to find in a traditionally Catholic nation where the government has recently relaxed divorce laws, legalization of gay marriage, and legislation to make abortion more accessible?
The feeling is quite split, to be quite honest. But the great majority of Spaniards, I suppose it's like populations all around the world, sort of, suddenly they find themselves with legislation, and it begins to dawn them, what on earth have we done? What's going on here? I know the new abortion laws, particularly, which were brought in where parents of younger girls did not have to be told that they were having abortions, has caused tremendous problems for people. There's still a great family orientation here in Spain.
Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.